Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 14. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the first chapter. And so, brothers, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Permit a brief liturgical observation. The three-year lectionary has moved on to the end times now. At first glance, since we haven't skipped anything, our readings from the 1 year this week don't seem to have that sharp turn to judgment and watchfulness. But we don't often get to hear this 24th Sunday after Trinity, and I think you'll be surprised. Look with me. Tomorrow, the gospel you'll hear is about the resurrection come early and Jesus saying that death is but a slumber for Him. Yesterday, you heard that the ransomed of the Lord shall return to Zion. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away, which is true only in Christ, who is our true temple. That's a promise about our eternal inheritance. And today's epistle is one of the few places, I think, in the Bible where the word saints is referring to Christians who have died, the saints who are in light. We, saints, share an inheritance with all saints. Therefore, we are approaching the end of our enduring and our patience. And that's end times hope for sure. All it needs is an amen and a come, Lord Jesus. So let's start at the end then today. Today's last verse is a definition that you should remember. What is redemption? In Christ Jesus we have redemption, namely, the forgiveness of sins. What is deliverance? That is, what does it mean when Christians talk about being saved? It means the forgiveness of sins. Through the forgiveness of sins, by the blood of His cross, Christ delivered already His saints from the domain of darkness. Through the forgiveness of sins, which was poured out on you in holy baptism, which is also announced to you anew in the church, you are transferred already into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. And that's why you have a share in the inheritance. You belong to the Son, so you are a co-heir with Him. Now, Paul can play pretty fast and loose here with his us's and you's and even them's, those saints in light, because he goes on after this text to say that all things through Christ are reconciled to God, all of them together. He has qualified you for this. That's not like the car lease or the publisher's clearinghouse qualification, but it means that He is sufficient. He is sufficient to bring you into His inheritance. And thus, Paul brings the Colossians, he also brings us into this holy life of Christ. He brings them in on his prayers in today's scripture, which are for saints like us, who share in the inheritance, who know and who love our redemption, but who are also still anxiously awaiting its appearing. What is needed to live in Christ in the end times? The first gift is wisdom. And it's not wisdom of this world, but it is wisdom that is of the Spirit, he says. That always means the wisdom that comes from the Scriptures, where the Spirit speaks. Now, you are fully pleasing to God. That's the way you're to be walking. Redeemed, you are transferred, you are delivered, you are forgiven, you are baptized into Christ. From that Christ, then, comes the wisdom to walk in a manner that is worthy of Him, our Lord, in a manner that is fully pleasing, just as you are. Now, there is room for growth here, always. We are not the true vine, we are His branches. We are bearing His fruit. We are drawing every day our life and our growth from Him. Sanctification and good works really do belong in the prayers of the church. That's exactly what we see St. Paul doing right here in today's Scripture. He's not ashamed to pray that the Colossians walk worthily, that they increase in wisdom and knowledge. He is thankful to do this, in fact, ceaseless even. In that day, Jesus said, in the last days, you will ask the Father for everything in my name. For what sort of growth do we ask? For what sort of strength? Here also it must be a strength and a growth that never can be disconnected from Christ or from the forgiveness of sins in Him. It's not raw strength that is of our own. It is the kind of strength that is for all endurance and patience, Paul writes, and that with joy. Strength for long suffering, for unseen results, for bearing with one another constantly and continually in love, especially in the church, the place where salvation and forgiving each other's sins is to be constantly ruling among us, but also for enduring attacks and sorrows that come from the outside also. Strength not to lose hope ever. Now that's a matter of patience and of much prayer. Where does it come from? Obviously, it must come from Christ. You know this. But how does that happen? How does the might of God's glory mean strength and power for you and for me? And how does one endure joyfully? I think Paul says it right here. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, delivering you into Christ's kingdom. Thanksgiving, he says. And thanksgiving here is very nearly a synonym for faith. Just look at what your Christ has done, dear saints. You have redemption. You have the forgiveness of sins. And only you know precisely what those sins are. The sins from which you are delivered by the blood of His cross. Thank God. And what joy that gives. What fortitude to bear and to endure. What eagerness to please Him and to know Him more. What readiness to ask Him for everything ceaselessly. And what hope and what eagerness for what He has yet to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.